Fred Ferrier. The Bears will head to Rutgers this weekend as they fell in their home opener to Albany this past Saturday. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm fine. Coach, my first question is, just recap last week's game versus Albany. It was only a 7-0 deficit at halftime, but just two touchdowns in the third quarter changed the outcome of the game.
Yeah, you know, right now our defense is playing very well, keeping us in all the ball games that we've played so far, and we got to find a way to get our offense going to score some points to have a chance to compete in and win these football games. Both of the two games that we just played, Albany and Towson, were both very winnable games for us, and we've got to find a way to get our offense going and get some points on the board and have a chance to win these games in the fourth quarter. You know, I thought our defense had a good plan. We had a good idea of what we thought they would do, and ultimately, towards the second half, I think our defense wore down a little bit. They had been on the field for a long time, well in excess of 30 minutes, and we got to find a way to offensively move the ball, score points, and then keep the other team's offense off the field. So when you don't do that, your defense takes a lot of snaps. They're on the field for a long time, and I think our guys got worn down in the second half, and you know, we weren't able to finish out the way we had hoped. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we got to get our offense going. We got to utilize the talents that we have and find a way to score some points offensively.
Thank you, Coach. We'll now open up the call for questions from the media.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. If you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. One moment, please, for the first question. Our first question coming from the line of Mike Klingemann with the Baltimore Sun. Please proceed with your question.
Coach, who's playing well for you? Who stands out in the first two games, and who's been a surprise?
Our defense overall is playing very well. I think both of our safeties, Carl Garns and Darius Johnson, have both been very, very productive in the first two games. Those guys are flying around, making a lot of plays, involved, getting their hands on balls, and things of that nature. So those guys have played very well. I think up front, defensive line-wise, I think John Franklin is playing very well. He's not hitting the stat line a whole bunch, but he's commanding a bunch of double teams. He's commanding a bunch of attention from the other teams on offensive line, and he's creating some matchups to where other guys are getting free and being able to make some tackles. I think Malcolm Harley at one of the corners has played well. Teams haven't really went after him, and he's really held his side of the field down very well. And then inside, I think Brandon Griffin playing middle linebacker and Ian McBurrow at linebacker, both of those guys are playing well and doing some really good things for us. You know, up front, when we go offensively, haven't had a whole lot of positive production over there. You know, we're asking Eli Staley to do a lot of stuff. You know, in his first two games, he's thrown 40 passes or more. In both of those and in each game, he's got 4 or 5 drops to where if those guys are making catches for him, we feel a lot better about his production. He's well over 50% if those guys aren't dropping balls for him and that type of thing. We've got to, you know, clean some things up offensively. We do have to get some guys to play better offensively. We've got to find a way to get Herb Walker and Eric Correll going to be able to utilize the talent that those two guys have in the running game and get our offense going. But defensively, a bunch of those guys over there are playing well, and they're keeping us in every ball game that we've played so far, and we got to find a way to create some short field opportunities for our offense and find a way to punch the ball in the end zone. I think once we get in the end zone a couple times just to get it started, I think we'll be fine.
Will you have your first team center back this week?
They're working hard for him in the training room. He's been, you know, getting treatment and things of that nature. It's really going to be a game time decision. They'll try to work him back this week, and if he's, you know, low on the pain level and functional, we'll definitely hope to have him back. He gives us a big boost. He's a guy who started every game the last two seasons in 2015 and 2016 and really the leader of our offensive line. So it's a big deal to not have him. It'll be a big boost to get him back, and they're working very hard to try to get him back healthy to where he could go in this game.
Okay, Coach, do you think any chance Rutgers will be looking past you to Nebraska and the rest of their Big Ten schedule?
Well, you know, I wouldn't doubt it, you know, but at the same time, they're 0-2, and they got to find a way to get a win. You know, they got beat by a team last week in Eastern Michigan who, by all accounts, is another game that, you know, on paper, Rutgers should win, a Big Ten team versus a Mid-American Conference team, and that team came in there and beat them. So I think there's a lot of pressure on their coaching staff right now to find a way to get a win, as it is with our team, to find a way to get our first win. You know, I think the Rutgers game, just watching the Eastern Michigan film and that type of thing, there's some things that match up to where we'll have a chance to compete in that game. You know, they're a team that's kind of scrambling right now, looking for answers. And, you know, if we can go in there and find a way to make something positive happen, we'll have a chance to kind of, we'll try our best to try to get them on the ropes and see if we can get things going in our favor.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question coming from the line of Lou Williams with Black College Sports Page. Please proceed with your question.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Yeah, you kind of touched on what I wanted to ask about, which was the play of Eli. You said you've thrown the ball about 40 times. Did you come into the season planning to do that based on the skill set of your quarterback, or has it been just because being behind and having to throw the ball?
You know, I think really a combination of, in the Albany game, we got down in the second half and began to try to throw the ball a little bit more to try to make something happen. I think in the first game, we threw the ball 46 times with them, and just through the course of the way the game went, you know, we weren't very successful. We weren't very efficient on first down, so we're second and long. You got an option to run or throw, second and long type deals. A lot of times you feel a little bit more comfortable trying to throw a pass in second and long. And then depending on what the result of that is, you're in third and medium or third and long, which is definitely a passing down. So what we've got to do is we've got to, you know, like kind of like I talked about, we've got to find a way to utilize our running game more efficiently on first and second down, so we're not in as long of second and third down situations to where we feel more comfortable running in those situations. But you definitely got to be better on first down. We've got to find a way to, you know, if we feel like we need to throw the ball on first down, we've got to use short, efficient passes that almost serve as the same thing as running plays, whether those are swings or, you know, something to where we can get the ball going, we can get 4 yards on first down, and we can be in second and six or less, you know, going to where it's really a 50-50 whether you're running or throwing in those situations. But we've got to stay out of the long yardage situations, the second and 10, the third and 10, third and 12s, all that type of thing. I think we've got to make sure, game plan-wise, we're utilizing the talent that we have. You know, there's going to be no magic savior that's coming in, you know, the third game of the season. What we have is what we have, and we got to find a way to utilize that talent. So we're working diligently to make sure we try to find that combination and find a way to get in the end zone for the first time. And once we get in the end zone for the first time, I think, you know, kind of that sigh of relief will come, and the pressure of scoring a point will kind of be over with. Then those guys can get just relax and go play and find a way to execute efficiently all the things we're asking them to do. But we definitely don't necessarily want Eli to throw the ball 40 times a game. You know, I like for him to be in the 24 to 28 a game passing range, and then we find a way to get our run game going where we can get 45, 50 runs a game and get our run game going, which we've got two pretty talented guys back there. And just as a coaching staff, we got to find a way to utilize those talents and scheme up some stuff to where those guys can get the ball and get some yards for us.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question coming from the line of Trevin Jones with Howard University Radio. Please proceed with your question.
Hey, Coach, just one quick question because I know we're running short on time. If you will, please, talk about your offensive line. I know the first two games weren't anything to sneeze at, and I heard you talk about Eli behind the line of scrimmage. How comfortable is he behind your offensive line, and what can your front line do to help get your running backs loose?
You know, I think offensive line-wise, I think we're playing okay. We haven't given up a lot of sacks, too. I think we've given up three, maybe four sacks. Two of them are end-of-the-game situations where the teams are just peeling their ears back and just coming off the edge, and we're trying to get a ball thrown down the field. So through the normal course of the game, there's one, maybe two sacks throughout the course of the game. So I think pass protection-wise, those guys are holding up fairly well. There's a couple young guys that got to grow up for us a little bit, and those guys have done a really good job, and it makes a little bit of a difference when your starting center, who hasn't played in the last, who's started every game at center the last 2 years, isn't out there, and you got a guy kind of starting at center for the first time. So those guys did a good job last weekend, you know, just not giving up huge creases and huge gaps to let guys run free and pass protection. And you know, run game-wise, we got to make sure we're asking them to do things that they can do, and we'll try our best to get them going. E.J. Vanier, right tackle, is a guy who started most of the games for the last 3 years. He's got to be a leader for us. Adrian Allen, that left guard, is a guy who started a significant number of games the past two seasons and also has to be a leader for us and really play one of his better games. And some of the other guys that are out there, Mike Lynn has been a quality backup for us each of the last 2 years and got some very valuable snaps last year, so it wasn't a huge letdown having him in there playing at center because he's played in the games before for us. So the two younger guys, Stephon Tuani and Bruce Trigg, those guys have done a really good job so far this season, and we just got to find a way to get our run game going, take advantage of what those guys are doing well, stay away from the things that don't do well, and just get our offense going. You know, it's kind of coaching cliche-ish, but, you know, I think we got to just relax and go and play. Going off of their shoulders, and then fine, and those guys will relax and just play.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this weekend against Rutgers.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. And there are no further questions at this time, Mr. McGinty.